Hey, America.
Start listening,
listening now.
Close enough. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Doing great.
Hey, you know what? You know what it is?
Sup? What?
It's Derek's birthday.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yes, yay!
Yes, it is.
At the time of this recording, it's Derek's birthday.
Let's sing him our favorite song for his birthday. And a one and a two. And welcome to another festive episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision contest podcast from America, where baseball is back for another week or so. I am Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
So, how's everyone doing?
Still good. And it's still Derek's birthday.
Yay!
It is still Derek's birthday, so. Just in time for almost Bastille Day.
Ooh, is he going to burn something down for celebratory effect, or?
Nah, he's just going to shoot off a bunch of fireworks, and it's going to be sponsored the hell out of just like, I don't know, like Pride. I imagine Bastille Day in France is unendurable. But there's people in France who decide to celebrate Bastille Day in December to avoid all the commercialization.
So the anti-Bastille Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Bastille Day is just too mainstream.
So how do you celebrate anti-Bastille Day anyway? Do you just like...
You build a prison.
I was going to say, you throw Voltaire in prison.
Walk backwards away from it, you know.
Mm-hmm. And that's our show. No,
that's it. Well, I have to wonder, what news do we have? This is literally the slowest time of the year for any Eurovision news, but there is some.
There's a little bit.
Yeah, a wee trickle coming out of the fire hose. Just a little bit of dribbling of delicious, delicious news. Yeah, sorry. I'll never say that again. I'm sorry,
Hit
guys.
Hit me with that first dribble.
Sinead, she's Sinead-ing again. Sinead's going to Sinead.
What has she done? Where is she going?
Well, we know that she's going to Rotterdam next year, which is fabulous.
Oh, we're going to talk about the party she announced.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, and we are all invited.
Okay.
Whether we like it or not. But yes, we are all invited to the new Sinead party. So she's going to be releasing a whole bunch of covers of her favorite Eurovision songs over the next couple of months. And she released a teaser of her first release, a cover of all things, Cheesecake.
God, of but all the things.
I know. But yet at the same time, if anybody was going to cover Cheesecake, I can imagine Sinead pulling it off.
Honestly, the teaser doesn't sound half bad.
It doesn't look half bad either.
Why don't you give it to I don't know who's the guy from Switzerland that everyone liked? The
Sibalter?
Whistle Boy. Sibalter. Give it to Sibalter.
Sibalter doing cheesecake. Yeah, but there'd be holes in the cheesecake though.
I'm glad that I've winnowed down Sibalter's entire appeal to that Whistle Boy. What everyone like.
But it true.
It true.
It true.
Has she given any hint as to what she's going to sing next? Is there any other teaser besides just she's going to sing Cheesecake?
I think all of us are just coming to terms with, you know, Sinead singing Cheesecake, but like dressed a la Grace Jones.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if she gets a perm?
I think she's got this sort of like high top fade thing going on. Like, I don't know hair, but she's going full Grace, and I can't wait to see it. So
I'm
stay
excited.
Tuned for that. See what else we got on the news reel.
So we did have a little bit of news that I forgot to write down, which is that the song selection process has already started for Eurovision 2021 in my favorite little country that could, Slovenia.
Yay.
Yay, Slovenia.
From the scenic shores of Lake Bled comes Eurovision. All right, so what's up?
Someday, we hope.
What are they doing?
They are going to bring back Anna Soklic, and they are taking submissions for songs for her to sing.
All right. Well, get your composing hats on and get those MP3s on their way to, was it RTVSLO?
I don't send her MP3s. I send her WAV files. It's all my computer can handle. And she's going to love my song. It's called Venice is the Best City. Slovenia, you'll love it. That's the full title.
Love it. Fabulous.
Now, she has said she is not married to the idea of sending another ballot. She loves songs with, and I quote, groove and drive.
That certain je ne sais quoi.
Mm-hmm. So if you're listening and you have a song that you think would be great for Anna Soklic, Danny, you have until September 30th to send that to RTVSLO.
Get me out of the wire.
Which is their TV in San Luis Obispo, California. And
yeah.
I'm excited.
SLO.
I'm excited for Slovenia. They're great, 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 great.
She likes things with groove and drive. Like, mm-hmm. Why do I get the feeling that if this was like 1998, a Ford sedan, she'd be like, I'm looking for synergy and team logistics.
Comprehensive management solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, to be honest, like I'm actually really excited about this because from the national final last year, well, this year technically, but yeah, this past national final, I really, really liked her. I just didn't love the song. So hopefully we can get, you know, a little bit of variety out of her.
Remind me of her song this year.
Voda.
Oh, that's right. I loved Voda.
Yeah, you were the only one of us who liked it.
Yeah.
No,
unfortunately, I kept forgetting that that was from Slovenia, not one of the Baltics. Feels very Baltic to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, Estonia now, maybe.
Perhaps. Mm. Estonia turning into a sleepy.
A sleepy?
Turning into a sleepy country.
Speaking of Estonia, Germany has chosen its...
Oh, no. Yes. Go on. I know
Germany
what's coming.
Germany has announced its intentions
for Ben Dolich
for 2021.
They're going to finally offer their hand in marriage?
Nope.
No, I know. It's quite the opposite. Mm-hmm.
They're slapping it away offensively.
Yeah. It was a violent thing, as it were.
Why are we friends?
So they're doing a new internal selection process. It is not necessarily not going to be Ben Dolich, but they're starting from scratch is what it sounds like.
Okay. So unlike others who are just like bonking him at their previous selection into the final, he's just going to be like, all right, well, good luck, kid. Throwing him into the center ring of the gladiator.
I'm just so baffled by this because they had their best song in ages in Violent Thing.
I am too. It felt like they had a guaranteed top five finisher. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, but you have to understand, just because he's great and just because the song was great doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to be able to duplicate it next year. If they send another song to the national broadcaster and it's great, yeah, sure, fine. But they're keeping their options open in case something better comes along, which is totally possible.
He's the Justin Bieber of the former Soviet bloc. Like, he's gonna...
So they could find something better.
And hand him anything, they're gonna... he's gonna make it into a hit.
I'm just worried that someone at the German broadcaster is just thinking like, well, but if we send the sisters again?
Oh, no.
The sisters mafia.
The sisters.
Sisters.
You know what has to happen.
I'm just saying they haven't said they won't do that. And for that reason, I'm concerned.
Yeah.
That's it.
Fair.
That's all I'm saying.
Fair. We also have a little bit of other news coming out of Germany, but not for Eurovision, but for Junior Eurovision. It turns out that Germany will be debuting for the very, very first time. They will be showing up at Junior Eurovision, which is very, very cool. That'll be this November coming out of Warsaw, Poland. So yay.
Well, good, because all they have to do is hop in a motor coach now. They chose a good year to join.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Do we know how that contest is going to be run? Like, do we know much about that? Are they still entertaining the possibility of having an audience or anything like that?
Honestly, I haven't heard very much. I think they're keeping a lot of options open. A lot can change between now and November. We know it's going to be held in a TV studio rather than the full arena experience that they've had the last couple of years. So it's going to be a lot more pared down. Who knows? Who knows?
Given how well Europe's handling things.
No, Western Europe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's still a thing where a lot of people from a lot of different places are convening.
Yeah.
So it's...
Yeah.
So I'm more optimistic about Europe being able to host this thing than, I don't know, our country.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Baseball's back for now.
I don't know.
But,
baseball.
Yeah.
America's Eurovision.
My 12 points go to Max Kepler, who is from Germany, and we've come full circle.
There we go. Well done, guys.
The Eurovision movie still exists. We've all been enjoying people asking us, have you heard about the Eurovision movie? Sam was regaling us with a...
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Yes, we know. We've known about it since we ran into Will Ferrell at the opening reception in Lisbon. We know.
Please stop asking us if we've seen the Eurovision movie. And you can stop asking us on social media, 12 Points USA on Twitter and Facebook. You can stop asking us about the Eurovision movie at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com or 12pointsfromamerica.com.
I'm kind of surprised all the people who told me they saw the movie actually really enjoyed it, even if they didn't know what Eurovision was.
I'm getting that response too. I've had, without me even telling, my family, hey, this is the thing that's on. I've had a number of folks come up to me and say, yeah, this is a lot of fun. I'm actually going to look more into this contest now. It seems really, really fun and cool and keep me posted. So, maybe this will create some fans and not necessarily in the sort of mocking sense that we were kind of fearing it would be.
It'll definitely create fans. But as we have said on these previous two episodes, and if you haven't listened to those episodes, please go back and listen to them, both ours and the one hosted at Euro What? I just feel like it might set up some false expectations about what the contest actually is like. But of course, it is also hard to get the feel of the contest into just a 1.5 hour comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the contest itself is twice the length of the film.
I know, yeah.
that's not including semifinals or any of
Madonna
the
interludes or...
Listen, I feel like whenever we invoke Madonna, we are letting Quavo off the hook here for what he let happen. Let us not forget that Quavo was part of that. I know.
Yeah.
Hashtag Quavo. Never forget.
In other movie news, and this warms my heart so much, Husavik, yes. Which I guess I had not fully realized is a real town. I thought that that could have just been a made-up name and they filmed it, maybe still in Iceland, but it could have been wherever. But no, Husavik, Iceland is a real place. So that's the news that I learned that. But also that the Yaya Ding Dong Bar is open for business, which, oh my God.
Is wonderful.
This is like where the Eurovision fans are going to have to make their pilgrimage now, besides the contest itself, to this little town in Iceland, who within a couple years are going to be so unbelievably sick of the random whites showing up and being like, hey, Yaya Ding Dong, and so on. But I think there was talk about like setting up a little mini museum in it, something like that, with just relics from the Eurovision movie.
Will Ferrell himself is kind of a relic, so just hold him up there. Shots fired, Will Ferrell!
Come at us, bro.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll ever hashtag our show. I wonder if he'll ever, if he ever contacts us, I will quit this show.
Yeah, we should try and get him on the show. Talk to, have his people talk to our people. And by our people, I mean us.
Us.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Will.
We're Americans. Like you.
So yeah, so what are our topics for the day, other than the wonderful news that we've had? Like we said before, this is quiet season. This is low season for Eurovision. This is the nadir of the annual
Netherlands
schedule.
Until it picks up and we go back to the Netherlands.
Well, this is kind of news in a way, so it provides a good segue into what we'll be talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Like one of the few handfuls of things that's going on right now is the OGAE Second Chance Contest, which is a fun competition that's been going on since the 80s, where countries who have held national finals, basically through their individual fan organizations, pick the best of the also-rans and then put them all together in a death match of their own. So sort of a second chance Eurovision. We just got the full lineup of those songs for this year. There are, how many songs are there in the running this year?
22?
22.
Now, yep. I have to ask, are these only the people who came in second place in their national final, or is this just sort of the darlings of the national final that didn't win?
It's purely the darlings.
Okay.
Yeah. So it could be something that fell even at a semifinal level, or it could be the second placer that just missed by a hair.
Gotcha.
It's all selected by the individual chapters, country by country, of the OGAE.
Sam, what's the OGAE, and why should I care?
Well, the OGAE is the, well, translated from French into English, the General Organization of Eurovision Fans. It's basically the official big Eurovision fan club.
Oh, I thought this was like the A&E channel, but like the OG version. Like
I would totally watch that.
Back when it would just broadcast biography.
Biography.
Yeah.
No, I would totally still watch that. But yeah, so that was founded in Finland back in 1984. And since then, it has grown and grown and grown. And there are about over 40 chapters, about 45 different chapters, primarily located in countries that are currently participating at Eurovision. Somehow Germany has two clubs. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I think they're West and East.
Maybe.
I think that it might just be left over from that.
It could be. Who knows? There might be some deeper, you know, personal strife between the
Bavarian separatism.
Who knows? But there are a handful of countries that are not currently participating that do have clubs. For example, Andorra, Luxembourg, Turkey, Slovakia, They all have clubs, and vice versa.
All of them are actually included as guest juries this year for OGA.
Yeah, because they are not. I'll come to this. We'll get to this.
Danny, calm down.
There is also a chapter for rest of the world, which covers all of the countries that either don't take part in Eurovision or just don't have an OGA club of their own. And there are a handful of countries that have participated at Eurovision that don't have clubs of their own. Like, for example, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Georgia, San Marino, Moldova, Montenegro, a lot of the more or less smaller nations. But all of those kind of fall into an umbrella. And OGAE Rest of the World would also cover folks like us coming from the U.S.
Yay.
Yeah. Even though there's some national organizations that also welcome people from outside their borders. So yeah, there are each country that had a national final and has a club picks a song from the also-rans and sends it forward. So for example, OGA Albania, they held their secret meetings. Or I don't know how they've picked, but secret meetings. And they came up with Metana by Elvana Gjatja, which came in second in the final. And that will be the song that will represent them at this this dance competition.
That's a great song, by the way.
It is a bop.
Can I just note also, by the way, that I watched some of the 2019 contest because I'd never really seen it before. And it opened with a performance of the 2018 winner, which was that Italian song whose name I don't remember. And that song is amazing. Like, if that had been the song Italy had picked, that would have easily been top three that year for me, I think. And that's a strong year, 2018, to begin with. But, oh, that song's great. Can we play a clip of that?
Absolutely.
Derek, play a clip of that song.
So yeah, that was Il Mondo Prima di Te by Annalisa, which won the Second Chance contest just a couple years ago. But yeah, if you are looking for a way to kind of learn about some of the great stuff that's come through the national finals, if you're only learning about Eurovision by watching the big shows or maybe the semifinals, taking a dive into the stuff that's floating around the OGAE Second Chance is a great way to get to know some of these great songs and artists that otherwise could have passed us by.
I feel like it would be really intimidating for people if they were trying to go past the surface level, which is just watching Eurovision, the contest, even just the semifinals, to directly dive into like a full national final from just one country is really a daunting task. But I feel like the OGAE is a good way to just sort of familiarize yourself with sort of what is the next level down from Eurovision.
Absolutely.
Because this is what fan clubs have curated for you. They've presented it to you. Good.
Yeah, find yourself a country that had a song that you like and then check out that country. The rabbit hole is unending. It really is.
Yeah.
And so if you like this and you're just like, I want more OGAE.
Absolutely. And there are certain countries that you can dive really, really deeply into. Like Sweden is a great example. Melodifestivalen brings some incredible, incredible bops. And some great ballads and a little bit of everything.
Not this year,
generally. But I mean,
even for OGAE, we'll get to talking about a couple of the songs from this year's OGAE. And let's talk about Sweden's big, steamy number one.
Well, you know, they are first in the running order, Danny. So why don't you
take
it?
That's what I mean for the number one. Oh, why don't I take it?
Yeah, you seem to have opinions on Anna Bergendahl's Kingdom Come.
Okay, Anna Bergendahl's Kingdom Come is really dumb and stupid.
So
we talk on this show a lot about how Sweden sends very polished, very slick sounding song, and your mileage may vary on how much you enjoy that kind of thing, but I'm pretty sure that this song is just really stupid. It sounds like a pop song. This definitely sounds like a pop song. This is not I feel like Melody Festivalen rarely brooks a ethnic bop, and this just sounds very disposably Hollywood. Right down to singing things like "This is my kingdom come," which is just, unless you are Imagine Dragons, which also is a band that sucks, that lyric does not make any sense. So I don't know what she's doing. She thought that dressing five backup dancers in open blazers with no shirt on underneath and the longest weird black kilt that I think only Lithuania is allowed to pull off this year. I don't know what she was thinking. You watched the video for this woman's performance and you're like, all right, well, I see why they didn't pick that. Let me tell you, the mamas deserved to move on. This is number one on the running order and number 22 in my order.
Kingdom Come was kind of the assumed winner.
Oh, God.
During Melfest, it was kind of at the top of everyone's list to go to Eurovision originally.
Thank God they came to their senses.
I mean, Anna Bergendahl is a known entity. She won Melodifestivalen in 2010. Actually, you know, surprisingly enough, was one of the only Swedish songs not to qualify out of a semifinal. when she sang This Is My Life, but she came back to Melody Festival in it would have been 2019 with a song called Ashes to Ashes, and surprised people by doing really, really well. It's like, hey, Anna Bergendahl, remember her? And she ended up doing wonderfully. And so they brought her back this year, and there was a lot of push behind her. So it doesn't surprise me to see, one, that she did relatively well in Melody Festival this year, and two, to see the fan club continue to support her.
Can you imagine if she went again and didn't qualify?
Again?
Oh, God. Poor thing.
Yeah.
She'd have to exile herself to just some godforsaken little rock in the middle of the Stockholm archipelago, you know.
Just Finland.
Same difference.
Sam, I think you make a good point about how Anna Bergendahl got this spot. I was nonetheless a little surprised they didn't give it to Doter for the song Bulletproof, which was another favorite and I think a better song.
Wasn't there like a teenage, some male singer that you wanted for Sweden who got like knocked out in the quarterfinals?
I was about to bring up our friend of the show, Jacob Carlberg.
That's him again.
Om du tror att jag saknar dig means if you think I miss you, was easily my favorite song from Melfest this year. Definitely one of my favorite songs from this entire cycle. It did not survive a single round of voting. The only song it beat was Carpool Karaoke in its semifinal. That is a perfect little piece of pop music. And I want to say, for the number of times I've mentioned it, I don't believe we've ever played a clip of it.
We haven't.
I feel like we have. We haven't?
No.
Let's do it.
All that
let's
changes.
Assault our listeners. All right.
All it changes right now. Yeah. Sweden, you done goofed. I love that song. I really love that song.
Yeah.
And I know Sweden picks household names and things like that. Or they have an advantage, you know? So he's had like one hit in Sweden. Another song that's quite good, it's called Fan Va Bra. It's fun. So he's not an Anna Bergendahl or whatever. So I get it, but the song was just so good. Let it get past one cutoff. Just anything. I hope he'll be back. I'm sure he'll be back. But anyway, Jacob Carlberg, friend of the show. Who else we got? That's number one.
Well, next up in the running order is Australia. So Australia actually only debuted at the OGAE Second Chance Contest as a competitor last year because it was the very first time that they even had a national final. So this year they are coming in with Jaguar Jones and Rabbit Hole, which is sort of a favorite of a lot of the folks in our team anyway.
It's such a good song.
It's great. What is the story? She injured herself during the performance in the final?
She dislocated her elbow, her shoulder, and messed up her knee, too.
Yeesh.
Down the medical atrocities rabbit hole.
Was this just like dancing? Like she fall off something? Or?
She was all over the stage.
Yeah.
She was rolling around, doing these tumbling kind of moves.
It was a bit interpretive dance-ish.
Was that the flavor of the week for Australia this year?
Yeah.
Lots of floppy like, interpretive
everyone
dances?
Everyone got the memo. Yes, exactly. Yeah, they were just like, all right, we're going to get a bunch of you guys and one of you put on a clown ruff and one of you dislocate your shoulder. This will be great.
Makes for good TV. I have to shout out one of my personal favorites from this year that was in the national final here. From Australia, I have to give Raw Stuff by Didiri a major shout out. This was an understated number that when that came out was basically unknown artist, indie kind of sound, singer-songwritery, and nobody really expected it to go anywhere. But he ended up doing, third, fourth place in the final? Just really, really solid result with this introspective, sad, beautiful ballad that to me felt like it was something just right out of Rufus Wainwright's kind of catalog. Had similar voice too, which I'm really, really into. So Raw Stuff by Didiri. I wanted to give a shout out to that one there.
That was on my list as well. It's great. It's like a better arcade.
that's a tall order, but I don't disagree.
Yeah.
I think we might get to this later, but there were a few arcade-ish songs that I thought were quite good this year. And it was nice to see them taking the right elements and reinterpreting them instead of just trying to replicate it.
You know, just kind of following up on the mood of something that worked rather than the actual carbon copy, which people could see right through that.
Are you listening, Tomta?
Oh, he said the thing, so I didn't have to. Thanks, Eric.
No problem. Moving on. Slovenia is up third. Lena Kuduzovic with Man Like You. I don't remember this song at all. I remember being pretty underwhelmed in general by Slovenia's national final this year. And I realize I was only a few minutes ago talking about how much I love Slovenia and how they're great. And they are. However, this particular crop was just a little blah. So I Sam, do you remember anything about this song?
I mean, I remember Lena because she was a junior Eurovision alum. So I definitely remember her. The song kind of passed me by. And to be honest, most of the action of the Slovenian national final was completely overshadowed to me by just the brilliance that is Clemens Laconia. Like I, after watching so many episodes of Eurovision again, whenever Slovenia comes up, I can't see the Slovenian entries anymore without imagining Clemens' face superimposed over them. It was that good. And it was distracting in a sort of double-edged sword kind of way. Like he was so, so good that it kind of just detracted from all the other songs that were actually performing that year. So yeah, if Slovenia ever wins, and I say when, actually, instead of if.
Agreed.
Just have Clement host everything.
Green room, votes, all of it.
Yep, 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 yep.
Have him perform. Pull a Lena, Taken by a Stranger.
Totes.
I mean, then he would also have to win, which I imagine we would be fine with.
Works
fine
for
with
me.
As well.
Mm-hmm. Bring it.
Oh, next we've got, this was a strong year. A lot of good potential choices from Lithuania, fourth in the running order. They sent a pretty good choice, I think. Monique's Make Me Human, another slow jam, as it were.
Yeah.
But a pretty
very
good
modern
one.
Solid one. There are a bunch of really, really good ones in the final this year.
And semifinals.
Oh, yes.
I will remind you of Playa's...
It's Playa by Tusum.
That's, yeah, okay.
It's not the beach.
I can't remember the name of the song. It's because I said that was the name of the artist, and now I'm backwards. Tusum. Playa.
Oh, yes. Can we play some of that, please?
It's Derek's birthday. I'd say it's up to him.
Yeah.
Bring it.
Yeah! I'm a Lithuanian basketball player. Come on, raise your hands and clap with me. I'm a Lithuanian basketball player. Put down your hands and dance with me.
What else did we have from Lithuania? Alligator by the girl who sang Alligator.
Kyra?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
The other clown performance of the season, Alligator. I like that one.
That's pretty good.
I've been happy to see that get through.
Yeah. I mean, it's so strange to actually have a really stacked deck coming out of Lithuania, of all places. It's a country that has not really found its footing. It's the only one of the Baltic states to not have won the contest yet. And they could have done it this year, potentially.
Mm-hmm. I hope they keep the momentum going. I would hate for this to have been like the year where the nation really grabbed on and they really started to go for it year after year after year. And I really hope that the cancellation doesn't just wipe all of that out and they go back to sending Run with the Lions again.
Bite your tongue.
There's a few countries this year that I think really pulled it together, like Germany, Lithuania.
I mean, Iceland.
Iceland, yeah. Mm. Like, you're starting to see these countries that you would never expect to win suddenly being very competitive. And it'll be interesting next year and the years ahead to see where that goes. If that trend continues or it drifts back towards Sweden and Russia always being at the forefront.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, it's always interesting to see how countries kind of ebb and flow like that. Like a few years ago, if you had told me that the top three in a given year would have been Portugal, Bulgaria, and Moldova, I would have thought you were crazy. But it happened in 2017.
Just goes to show anybody could win.
Yep.
It's worth noting that of the current field, the countries that we usually get every year nowadays, about half have never won. It's a lot more countries than you think. It's not like baseball, which is back, where it's just the Seattle Mariners. No, it's half the Eurovision League has never won the Eurovision Cup. Let's see, what's next? Ooh, Croatia.
Yeah.
That is a country, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually
kind of pissed about this one.
All right, talk about it.
I've talked about this a little bit before, and we should totally play a clip of this one as well. When It Comes to You by Mia Nagovatic, which lost in a tiebreaker in the final. It was a tremendous, fun, sweet little pop song. I couldn't believe that is not what they sent. They sent something called You Will Never Break My Heart by Indira Livak. I don't know what this is, but it's not the good song.
It should be noted that Indira Livak is a well-known singer in Croatia. So it could also be that I'm just saying, like, what gets picked? People vote for what is familiar. So if the people who are voting on which country sends what song for Second Chance, if they are given the choice between a singer who we don't really know or the former lead vocalist of the country's biggest pop trio, they'll probably go for the big name.
I spoke. news.
Yeah, well,
I know.
We're going to do the right thing and throw to Mia Nagovitch, "When It Comes to You." I love this song. Enjoy. So again, that's Mia Nagovitch, "When It Comes to You," from Croatia. I suspect we will be seeing that name again in the coming years. Who's next?
Next is... it's Norway.
Ah, your ancestral homeland for two of you.
There can be no other choice. I don't want to hear about what else either of you liked. Sending Ryan Alexander one last time is the correct choice for OGAE. Imagine, if you will, a mountain of a man, beard down to his chest, braided even, the very picture of a 70-year-old insane Norwegian man. He is dressed like Jon Snow in season 2, and he is surrounded by 6 backing dancers, all of whom are dressed like they are from Mad Max Fury Road, and they are breakdancing in theater fog. This is a wackadoo amazing song. Please watch it. What's the next country?
Danny, I'm going to do the thing you said not to do.
And no, he's going to do it. Damn it.
Oh, no. What are you...
I honestly, though, I agree. This is a much more interesting choice.
Interesting? This is off the chain.
It's a more interesting choice. It's a more fun choice. I am nonetheless shocked that Wild by Rayleigh wasn't the pick for this. That's it. That's all I'm going to say. I agree with Danny.
That's fair. I mean, but you have traditional bop versus holy crap.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say in a previous episode, I referred to this as Rasmussen in 20 years after the after the plague has consumed us all, except him and
all of his backups have both other... shaved and have not aged.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
No, that's a good choice.
Yep.
The next one is Israel. Yeah.
Yeah. Idalena had 4 different songs to choose from. She was the only artist singing. So I think it kind of made sense that they just picked the one that came in second. Roots had kind of a similar vibe to Fekirlibi. It was all in English rather than the quadrilingual goodness that Fekirlibi had going on, but it still had that sort of upbeat, danceable, positive, ethnic touches that I think it made sense to pick that one. Any other comments on this?
I thought this was a slightly better song. I mean, I think they picked the right one for the contest, but I think in terms of song quality, the Ruse was slightly, at least for me, a little bit more enjoyable.
Fair enough.
I think it's just interesting looking at some of these in general, the runner-ups, and kind of wondering, would this have been more competitive or would this have been a better song? And I don't disagree with what Israel did. I think they absolutely chose the right one, but it wasn't necessarily be the song I liked the most.
Yeah, fair enough. Shall we roll on to Romania then? All right. Roxen had a very similar setup to what Eden Eleni had, where it was single artist with a handful of songs. And the OGAE Romania picked Cherry Red, which was 3rd place in the national final.
Okay. So I always like to give an artist the benefit of the doubt when I don't like their song, and I really don't know them. Roxanne's song for Eurovision itself, not a fan. Not a fan of what she brought. However, Cherry Red is the dumbest thing. This is even dumber than Kingdom Come. We've got yet another Fuego beat, but I could talk for 10 minutes about how much I hate this song. Cherry Red is so dumb. At one point, she talks about feeling the heat of those besos, but there's nothing like charmingly like multilingual about this song. It literally feels like they were like, what are the kids like? They like Spanish words. So they just picked and choose which nouns they wanted to remove from the lyrics and just put in, instead of kisses, she'll say besos. Yeah, that'll be great. The heat of those besos. Jeff Bezos. This song is eminently listenable if you'd like to drive someone insane in solitary confinement. That's all I have to say.
I think all of her songs were lyrically very bizarre. They had the right melody and everything, but just when you actually listen to what she's saying, it's just like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
I think they're trying a little too hard to be clever, too.
Gave her all of these songs. She gave her Alcohol You. What are some of the other songs that they gave her? And are they also as lyrically dumb?
Let's see. They had Storm, Colors, and Beautiful Disaster, which was my personal favorite. And then, of course, it came in last place in the final.
course.
Doesn't mean it was bad. Just wasn't competitive.
Yeah.
That final really felt like a coronation for alcohol.
And the way that she kind of phoned in the performance of Cherry Red, she wasn't feeling it. So I think she was kind of relieved.
And Danny are on the same page there.
Yeah, I feel like she made the right choice here. I can tolerate alcohol, you, but honestly, Cherry Red is
oof, mwah, that's terrible. That's bad. That's really bad. Now we have Ukraine.
Lots of potential options here.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the song they picked at all. I don't know what
call
this
for
is.
Love by Call for Love by Chayat.
No, I see that. Oh, I don't know
I'm just telling.
Is.
I'm just
song
telling
that
people.
Ukraine actually sent.
Yeah, I'm just telling people for the folks who aren't having the Wikipedia page open to see what it is. But yeah, there were some super, super badass songs in the national final this year that were so, so good. My personal favorite was one that didn't even make it out of its semifinal, and that was Group O, just bracket O, unbracket. Tankutiatu, which is this upbeat, sunny Ukrainian language gorgeousness that I can't help but grin from ear to ear whenever I hear it.
Absolutely wonderful horn part in the chorus breakdown sort of area. It's great.
Yep.
I think we have to talk about another one though.
Yeah.
And that's because Danny said he hasn't heard it.
Is this from Ukraine?
Yes.
Okay. What a shame. The country that brought us both Solovey and Call for Love is going to... So before we started recording today, these guys mentioned this song and I told them what is... And I just responded, what is that song? And they had no idea that I'd never heard this song. Apparently, this is some hot, spicy business. What is this?
It's Black Square.
Oh,
okay. That was another great song for the record.
Gosh,
that's not the song that we're talking about right now, but Black Square... by Fosho was robbed. Just putting it out there. But
so
in this case,
this?
We are talking about Vegan by Jerry Heil.
Okay.
Derek.
As the kids say, big oof. Why is she dressing like the people thought everyone would dress in, like, the Fifth Element?
Because we're living in the future.
Hayat was great. Go away. Great. And then Ukraine's poor, innocent name has to be Sully by Jerry Heil. Ugh, singing about detox tea at 5 o'clock. Every time we're having beef, it's my little suicide. Give me Rucola. Take my money, because the grass is always greener on the other side. Browns win 14-0. Yikes. Okay, literally.
She gave us the line, what about Jim? What about big butts? You want to see my protein, so watch me going nuts.
I didn't get that far. So you
missed the easy breezy lemon squeezy holy moly guacamole line?
I told you I literally stopped listening after 1:08.
If this
was Fear Factor, I would be eliminated.
I just wanted to say easy breezy lemon squeezy holy moly guacamole.
I feel like this song never had a chance in its national final, but there was a part of me that was just like, God,
get
I hope
it,
they pick this. Not because it's good. But because then we get to subject everybody to it at the Eurovision party, and then the entire population of Europe has to deal with this. Just this arm dance thing, like all of it is just, it's so weird. It's just really weird. And
can I also just say that also in that national final, there was a singer named Asshole.
Oh, that's right.
Don't forget about Asshole.
Singing Asshole, no less.
Number 10 to leave the terrible land of hashtag vegan. Italy, Elodie with Andromeda. This is a song that I have to slog through the first 50 seconds of to actually get to the song that I like.
But once you're there.
Yes, but it's a hell of a way to ruin 1/3 of your airtime at Eurovision. Or in this case, Sanremo. This is really for Sanremo's song. But this is, I feel like the song is... I understand there's a pop music trope of like adding everything gradually to sort of like keep hooking you deeper and deeper into the song. But the first 50 seconds of this song is so sparse and a little bit dissonant even that once it gets to the absolute bop that it is, I'm like, well, what took you so long? Why couldn't this song have just been normal?
Why can't you just be normal?
Why can't you just be normal? Yeah, can we just use the meme from the Babadook? Yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe this wasn't either Ringo Starr or Francesco Gabbana.
Yeah, give me those tactical penguins, please.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the penguins too, but I think the moment that we saw the list of who was going to be singing, I think the fandom kind of honed in on Elodie, especially considering that Mahmood co-wrote this.
Mm. Oh, that's right.
So there was definitely that link there. Pinguini, absolutely one of my favorites, but I also need to give major, major credit to the song Tiki Bom Bom by Levante, who also happens to be Diodato's ex-girlfriend. But the song itself is so damn good.
He was the one who fied the Remore.
Oh, yes.
If you know what I mean. And I hope you do, because I do not.
God, if she'd taken this, that would have been so perfect.
and he was the other of the last two, maybe. Just
who knows?
Apparently, I forgot to put this in the news. Apparently, San Remo has made some sort of announcement that it is going to be longer now.
What?
Wahoo!
How?
I don't remember the particulars, but I 100% believe it, because it seems like if there was anything that they would take away from having that show be 6 hours long, it's what's another
more of it.
What's another hour between friends?
Yeah, exactly. So after Italy is Estonia. I'm looking at Eurovisionworld.com and they have the name of this song incorrectly, which is amazing to me. Jakub Twiesk's Beautiful Lie. This has Beautiful Life. Those are two very different concepts for songs. I really love Beautiful Lie. It had a really cool music video. It is very, very, very arcade-ish, probably too arcade-ish, but it does it really, really well. And there's some weird like upside down effects and things like that that they actually translated pretty well to the state at Esti Laul. And I was very surprised when it did not win. So I'm glad to see it on the list here.
Yeah, it seemed like it was going to be the logical choice. My personal favorite out of the group was still Traffic with Uxkord Vale, but I've mentioned before on the podcast that I'm a huge, huge fan of the band Traffic, and that anything that Stig Resta touches turns to awesome in my book. So, you know, take that as you will. But no, it seemed like a reasonable choice. All right. Next up, we've got OGAE Rest of the World, who this year is represented by Senit with the other song from the San Marinese final, Obsessed. Now, the funny thing about OGAE Rest of the World is they basically pick up the slack of all the other countries who participate at Eurovision but don't have OGAE clubs of their own. So they basically pick up all those delicious little scraps, chew them up, and they come up with San Marino. Okay, sure, fine.
The song's really good.
Yeah, it's solid.
Yeah. Either this or Love Me Now by Live Beat Orchestra I would have been fine with. They're from Moldova.
Yeah. That would have been all right. Or Pasha Parfeny's My Wine would have been a decent choice for them too, for Moldova. But shall we roll on to a country that really could have done no wrong for the second chance?
We're running out of time.
Czech Republic. Czech Republic, they picked Elis Mraz and Sis T with Wanna Be Like.
Namesake of the Sis T Chapel.
No, I'm with Eric on this one. Actually, Eric, you might actually like this song. You might like Wanna Be Like. I did not. I will always champion Dark Water. That was my favorite. Or honestly, anything else. We All Poop would have been.
Yeah.
We All Poop.
I think my vote ended up.
The Czech Republic selection was rife with good ones.
Yeah. I think my vote ended up going to At Least We've Tried,
which
was also fantastic. Dark Water is fantastic. Black and White Holes was fantastic.
Yeah, you couldn't have gone wrong.
Yeah. On my list of other things that countries could have picked, I just wrote Czech Republic in its entirety. Across the board, this was probably the best national final that we had in terms of just consistently good quality. Mm. Then we got Serbia. They went with Andrea Joe's O.C. Medusa. Moving on, Poland has
Lucy. Just a second. I got something here. O.C. Medusa is Misha Barton with snake hair.
There you go.
There we go.
Nice. Well done.
Well done. Albert Czerny, Lucy. We've talked about this song.
Yep. It got robbed. It should have gone anyway.
So great. It's going to do really well in this contest, I imagine.
I hope. But then again, this is the same country or the same act that really only got, what was it, 14 televote points?
It was seven.
So my hopes are high, but
I'll never forget.
I know. Sorry, guys. But yeah, Poland, good on you for at least picking Albert Czerny for your second chance. All right, rolling on to Iceland with Dima with Elmirkvi. My Icelandic's not very good, but it was the metal band.
Oh, this was these guys. Okay.
Yeah. I'm a little bit surprised that they didn't pick Oculus Videre, but from what I heard, Dima has a massive following on Icelandic soil. So yeah, the hometown crowd will pick the folks who they know and they like. So
what's the name of the gal that sang In Your Eyes for Iceland?
That's Peter Gabriel. Sorry, Peter Gabrielsen.
We can't top that.
What is her name, actually?
That's fine. Just keep rolling.
All right. Next up, we've got for Denmark, Jasmine Rose featuring Roxer Loops, who's actually Belgian, but that's neither here nor there, with the song Human. There were some nice little ones in the national final here. My personal pick would have been
Dan. Yeah, but none of them had such bad beatboxing as Human.
That's true.
That's very true.
My pick would have been Den Eneste Goth in Velje, The Last Goth in Velje, which had this sort of 80s synth pop vibe that is very new wave and very, very much up my street in Danish, which I always love to hear. Nice little sweet understated. Could we just play for like a little clip of that one?
Sure.
Yay.
And that was whatever Sam said. Next up, we have Albania with Metana by Elvana Gatja. This was the favorite going into Fikmis, I think. Or at least among a certain breed of Eurofan anyway. This was the new Fuego. Just like everything is the new Fuego. But this one was had some Fuegosity to it. And it's going to do well here too, I think. It's a bop.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember anything else from that final besides Shy and this, because it was really a two-horse race by the end.
It was. I will always be a fan of Kamel Islamai, who came with the song Mejiros, I think it was pronounced. But again, my Albanian is not very good. Came in sixth place. But no, I mean, if it wasn't Metana, I would have been shocked.
Oh, yeah. After Albania it comes, this has got to be the favorite for Second Chance, right?
Erica Vixman's Cicciolina? Oh, yeah. Yes.
It seems like it's hers to lose. Europe was completely all about this song and underestimated Finland's ability to not vote for things like this. But now that everyone else is going to get a chance to vote for it, I think it's going to go very well.
I acknowledge it's great. I don't like it, but it's great.
It's not my favorite.
She loves Argentina.
Shout out to Femme, by the way, Bananas. As much as I wanted to believe for a brief time that we were going to be in a Helsinki state of mind in 2021, no. That song is fun. It had no chance. And it wasn't passing Cicciolina for this contest either. If they ever decide to do a third chance, think about it.
Moving on to Armenia, Tokyo 9 was Save Me. Absolutely. That was our pick from way beginning.
In terms of quality of song they could have picked versus quality of song they did pick, I don't think the gap is larger, sorry, Derek, than this song, Save Me, versus Chains on You. This song is great. It's like a hit for the weekend or somebody like that. It's so good. It's phenomenal. I would say if I had a vote in this, if I were a country in OGAE, this would probably be the one that got my 12 points.
This is definitely solid. I would have been happy with this one.
Same.
As much as I like the other one, I think this one might have done better.
Assuming the live performance was up to snuff, which it kind of wasn't.
Yeah,
from what I remember, it wasn't bad. It wasn't like a disaster or anything. It just, I don't know. As a performance piece, Chainsaw You just had it, you know.
I love the fact that it's no longer Chains on You. Like, it is Chainsaw You.
It's Chainsaw You.
I love it.
Chainsaw You.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, we roll on. Second to last entry, number 21, Barbara Tinoco's Passepartout for Portugal, the song that is so French, it out-France France.
I'm so glad somebody sent a French entry or attempted to. I mean, Tom Lieb sang his song on the Eiffel Tower. This song was still more French.
Yeah.
It's so cute too. It was super just adorable.
Sweet. And this is like, if you took the film Amelie and just like distilled it and then drank it, this is how drunk you would be. This is the sort of happy drunk state that you would be in.
This is the fever dream you'd have.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. The only other song that could have possibly had my heart as much as Passepartout would have been Throws in the Shy's Movimento.
Yes. I still listen to that all the time. It's so fun. It would have done horribly. It would have just been another case of, I'm guessing, another case of people being like, what is Portugal's deal? But God, it was great. I don't know.
Yep. Are we ready for the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I have several bullet points to... No, I don't. I have one.
All right. It is Latvia, and they picked Katrina DiMonta's Heartbeats, which I think was a sort of a surprise second placer in the national final, but they ended up taking her for the second chance contest. My personal pick would have been the song that came in third, which was Anananananana's Polyester.
I think my choice would have been, I've sung the praises of this song a number of times on this show, but Like Me by Celeste, which is a very almost Portishead-esque groove. Nothing especially dramatic about it at any point, just sort of a smooth pop thing. It's a groove. It's what Anna Soklich likes. I really loved that song. It's the sort of thing that is understated to the point where it's going to be tough for it to make it very far. But I was thrilled to see that it made the shortlist to get to the final. And I think it opened up the final, which after, you know, and then all the crazy things happened immediately afterwards. Yeah. And then Samantha Tina went last and there were no survivors.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it just kind of goes to show that if you dig in and take a little bit of time to really kind of explore what a country's serving up, even if it's not the song that you saw at the international level, even if it's not the song that you're seeing at Second Chance, if anything intrigues you, just dig a little bit deeper and you can find some incredible, incredible stuff. I'm still listening to the vast majority of these songs. And honestly, I look into previous year's OGAE Second Chance contests, and there's some great bops in there too that I've forgotten how much I loved. So when you're not listening to us, scope around Wikipedia, see what you find, see what sounds interesting, fall into a YouTube hole, and let us know what you think. Hit us up on social media. You can find us on Twitter at 12Points12PointsUSA. That's also where we are on Facebook. Email us directly at 12PointsFromAmerica@gmail.com. Scope at our website, 12PointsFromAmerica.com. We'd love to hear what you think.
Yeah, I think go ahead.
That's all. I don't want to hear from it.
All right.
You guys can
I was just going to say my 2020 Eurovision cycle playlist, I think it's 50 to 60 songs and less than half of them are songs that actually made the contest. So if you like what you've heard from the contest, there's more. There's in some ways better. You can just keep going. If you want to hear worse songs, you can do that too. And they are in alphabetical order. No.
this has been fun, guys.
By the way, this is our 50th episode.
Oh my God, really?
This is number 50.
Aww.
We have done this 50 times now. This is crazy.
Yeah. Wow. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah. Congratulations to us on turning 50.
What's the traditional 50th anniversary podcast gift?
Hold one.
Ooh.
With the boys, ideally. Yeah.
Works for
socially distanced.
I got some Tin Whiskers in the fridge. It's all good. And for those of you not in the Twin Cities area, Tin Whiskers is a local microbrewery that is incredibly good.
Until the next time, when all of you fly into Minneapolis to acquire some Tin Whiskers, I'm Danny.
I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
And I'm Samantha. And America,
stop listening now.
Getting better every time.
Oh, what a shame. I was going to tell him that for his birthday, I got him Genghis Khan's full retinue of costumes from 1979.
Ooh.
Unlaundered and still drenched in Louis Potgieter sweat.
Wow. You could bottle that.
Someone kept it. I wouldn't want to.
Is this our stinger?
It is now.
Might be.